Wow, there's a lot of people here today. It's good to see you all. We all know that a lot can happen in a few days. And in each of the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, in each of these four accounts of Jesus' life that we have in the Bible, we have important information about what happened on that very first Easter Sunday. And this morning we're going to look at Luke's account. And remember that Luke, he wasn't one of the original 12 disciples. He started to follow Jesus a little bit later on. But Luke was the one, because he wasn't in that first group, he carefully investigated everything right from the beginning, and then he wrote it all down. And the reason he wrote everything down, he had one purpose in mind, so that we may know the certainty of the things that we've been told about Jesus. So we're going to need our Bibles this morning. If you can find a Bible in the back of the chairs, and please turn with me to the very last chapter of Luke's Gospel, chapter 24. It's on page 1061. If you've got one of the church Bibles, the very last chapter of Luke's Gospel, page 1061. So in this chapter, Luke tells us what happened on that very first Easter Sunday. And he tells us what happens in three parts. And we're going to look at those three parts one after the other. And with each part, we're going to think about what happens, the things that Luke tells us. But we're also going to focus on how the people are feeling and what they're thinking. The people closest to Jesus, what were they thinking and what were they feeling on that very first Easter Sunday as things were happening? And so we want to try and enter into these events and imagine what's going on. And the way we're going to do that is we've got a short video that will take us through the very first part of this first Easter morning story, okay? Great, so that's the first part of the three parts of what happened that Luke tells us. So let's just look at that again. You can follow with me if you like as I read that first section from verse 1 to verse 12. And what I want you to do is be looking out for how these people feel and how their feelings change through the story, okay? On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground, but the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee, 'The Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again.' Then they remembered his words. When they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the others with them who told this to the apostles. But they did not believe the women, because their words seemed to them like nonsense. Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. Bending over, he saw the strips of linen lying by themselves, and he went away, wondering to himself what had happened. Okay, so if you're here as a family, what I want you to do is look at that story again, just those first 12 verses, and have a little discussion. See if you can come up with three or four words that describe the emotions as they change through that story. If you're not here as part of a family, you can just look at that on your own or chat with the person next to you. But I'm going to give you 3 minutes to look at that story again and find three words that describe the emotions that change through that story. How are you getting on? You got some words? Let me make a suggestion. Perhaps these women, as they went to the tomb early in the morning, they were feeling downhearted, they were feeling sad. Jesus was no longer with them. But they get to the tomb, the body's not there. So that's not what they're expecting. That's a shock. That's a surprise. Then we have these two men with the bright clothing, and they're frightened. It tells us that, Luke tells us, that they were frightened and they bowed down with their faces to the ground. But then what they're told makes them remember what Jesus has said. And perhaps at that point they're feeling full of wonder. What's going on? And they go back from the tomb and they tell the others, but they don't believe. So perhaps that's a moment of frustration. Why don't you believe us? So those are my words. I don't know what words you came up with, but we're going to look at the next part of the story, and we've got another video now. Part of the story. And shall we read it together? I'm going to read from verse 13 to verse 35 now. So this is the second part of the story. And you've got the idea, we're looking out for the emotions, what they're feeling as they go through this part of the story. Now that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them. But they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, what are you discussing together as you walk along? They stood still, their faces downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you the only one visiting Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened here in these days?" "What things?" he asked. "About Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day since all this took place. In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning, but didn't find his body. They came and told us that they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it, just as the women had said, but they did not see Jesus. He said to them, 'How foolish you are, and how slow to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Did not the Messiah have to suffer these things and then enter his glory?' And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself. As they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus continued on as if he were going further. But they urged him strongly, 'Stay with us, for it is nearly evening. The day is almost over.' So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us? They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and those with them assembled together and saying, it is true, the Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon. Then the two told what had happened on the way and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread. Over to you again, a little time of discussion or meditation on your own. What are some of the emotions and feelings going on in that part of the story? I'll give you another few minutes to think about that and talk about it together. Okay, I'm going to stop you and ask if anyone can shout out one word that describes one emotion from that story. Shout out nice and loudly. Annoyed. Yeah. Annoyed at themselves for not recognizing Jesus, even though they were walking with him all that way. Yeah. Any other emotions or feelings? Shout out if you've got a word. Shocked. In awe. At what point, Daniel? Yeah, absolutely. The big reveal, when they know it was Jesus, when he broke the bread, and he'd done that with them many times, I'm sure, and they realized, this is Jesus. Any other words? One more, perhaps. Disbelief. At what point, Gordon? Yeah, so even after all this is going on, the fact that Jesus has risen from the dead is hard to come to terms with. But that's the reality. If we just pick out the three words I underlined, I've got downcast, amazed, and hearts burning within them. That's more than one word, but you get the picture. Downcast, amazed, hearts burning. So let's move now to the final part of the story, and we've got another video. So let's read the final bit of the chapter from verse 36 to verse 49. While they were still talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, peace be with you. They were startled and frightened, thinking they saw a ghost. He said to them, why are you troubled? And why do doubts rise in your minds? Look at my hands and my feet. It is I myself. Touch me and see. A ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have. When he had said this, he showed them his hands and feet. And while they still did not believe it because of joy and amazement, he asked them, do you have anything here to eat? They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. He said to them, this is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms. Then he opened their minds so that they could understand the scriptures. He told them, this is what is written, the Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. I'm going to send you what my Father has promised, but stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high. So again, have a little chat or a little think and see if you can come up with three or four words that describe the emotions in this part of the story. Okay, I'm going to stop you there. The words, they jump out, don't they? The emotional words in this passage. They were startled and frightened. They thought they saw a ghost. They were troubled. I would have been troubled as well. But when Jesus shows them his hands and his feet, they are filled with joy and amazement. They still have their questions. They still have their doubts. But they're filled with joy and amazement. And then Jesus proves to them that he's not a ghost. He eats a piece of fish and he opens their mind so they can understand everything written about him in the scriptures. And they're going to be his witnesses. They're going to be the ones who will tell others that Jesus is alive, that he rose from the dead. And that brings us to our own story, doesn't it? What about us? What journey are we on? What journey have we been on? I don't know your story, but until I was 20, I had a very vague idea about God, nothing very concrete at all. But when I was 20, I became a Christian. And you know, the biggest surprise for me when I became a Christian was I started reading the Bible expecting it to be full of nonsense. And what I read made sense. The things that we've been reading this morning made sense to me. And I went from being full of doubts and fears and uncertainty to knowing that Jesus was the person that he claimed to be. So I'd encourage you, even if you know these stories, even if you've been a Christian for a long time, our journey is not one that is just the same all the time. There are ups and there are downs. There are doubts, there are questions, but there's also faith and confidence and joy to be experienced. And that's what we can celebrate on this Easter morning, that Jesus is alive and that makes all the difference in the world. So thanks for getting into these passages, into these stories, pulling out the emotions. There's lots more to get out of these stories. So keep reading and keep thinking and keep following Jesus and finding out as much as you can about him.